Okay, so let's move on to buying solo ad blasts from related sites. And I put in parentheses potential affiliates when you see how I go about doing this. So this is what happens. You find and contact related sites in your niche. If it's a sophisticated niche, you'll probably have a choice of many sites that offer solo blasts to their list. If it's not a sophisticated niche, or maybe, you know, there's a lot of mom and pop sites in there, maybe they don't have larger lists, or maybe they don't even know what a solo ad blast is. And I'll give you some examples of this. In my niche, it's like, I don't know, probably more towards an unsophisticated side. I think I'm like the most cutting edge competitor in terms of making it a real business. The rest are like one-time piano teachers and things like that. And there's a few, don't get me wrong, but an investment house is an example. They make all of their money doing solo blasts for people. Learn Gospel Music does solo blasts for people in that particular niche as well. And what you do is you track campaign by making this site an affiliate. So never, when you do blasts like this or any kind of advertising, always make an affiliate test account. Like if you're going to do a blast to Investment House, I make an affiliate in my system and I call it Investment House Solo Blast. And everybody that clicks on that link in that particular solo blast is coming through this tracked affiliate account that I've created. Therefore, I know how many clicks have come through. I know how many leads, because that same affiliate software, which I use one shopping cart on one end for my super affiliates and things like this, I probably use one shopping cart. On my general affiliate pool, I use a SoSTrack. So things like this, I can definitely know all my numbers. If my numbers make sense, I'll use it over and over again. So I track the account to make sure it's worth it. If campaign does do well, extraordinarily well, in sales or signups or tons of leads, I go back to the site owner, I contact manager, and tell them that they would have made, you know, well, basically tell them what they would have made if they were an affiliate of ours. Just give them the login info you already have available. Okay, let me back up. I made an affiliate account. Generally, that affiliate account, just like if it was an affiliate, almost like this site is going to become an affiliate. They just don't know it yet, so I make it in advance, a default password. I can log in as an affiliate and check the sales. So why not at the end of this campaign, and I used to do this with a site called blackgospel.com for some of my charismatic gospel products. I started off just doing the $500 email blast. And then I would call Robin, you know, I say, hi, Robin. She'd be like, hey, Jermaine. I say, how you doing? She'd be like, fine. I said, Robin, man, I want to renew my campaign with you. I was just looking at some of my numbers because, as you know, I always track, and I pretty much made a reseller account for you, and I drove all the traffic through that account so that it lets me know how many leads, clicks, and sales. And I just happened to be looking at it today, Robin, and it looks like you brought me $2,500 in sales. And, you know, I set this affiliate at 50%. Obviously, I don't have to pay anybody because it was a, you know, more of a self-tracking type of affiliate. But if you really would have been our affiliate, it looks like you would have made like $1,200 at 50% commission. Even at 40% commission, you would have made double of what I paid you. In fact, hey, here's your login information. Use BG for your username and just use test for your password. You can see all the numbers. You can see how many visitors you sent me every day. You can see how many banner impressions. You can see how many leads. And then you can ultimately see how many sales. And that far column on the right is the commission that I pay affiliates. I mean, just take a look at it. I mean, all else fails, I look forward to renewing with you for about $400. And, you know, you don't have to. You can just send out my email. Generally, it goes to that effect. But Robin says, you know, or whoever I'm talking to, wait a minute. That's what they usually say. Wait, baby, back up a little bit. You know, and sometimes I give them a tour on the phone. So if you start with the end in mind and create this affiliate account with these stats already there, and they can see with their own eyes, it's like, it's a no-brainer for them. So you start with solo blast, and, you know, and I have an affiliate manager, and sometimes they'll say, but why do we want Robin to become an affiliate when we're making so much off her $500 blast? You know, and this was back in 2005. And I said, well, see, when Robin sends this blast out for $500, Robin doesn't care how good the campaign goes. She gets her $500. Her $500 is her $500, whether campaign does well or not. Now, of course, I'll come back to her. I'm sure she wants it to do well, but she's not concerned. She doesn't have any financial interest in how successful, you know, above, you know, whatever threshold I'm calling success. She has no personal direct interest in it until she becomes an affiliate. Now, when she becomes an affiliate, all of a sudden, not one blast a month, but she's adding in an extra blast. You know, when things get slow, she's adding in an extra. I'm on every page. My banner's at the top now and the bottom, you know. So she puts her own touch to it because she's an affiliate. She sees the power. She says, wow, if one blast is at 2,500, what will two blasts do? What if I put his banner up? What if I put his link? So now it gives them financial interest. So I'll take the cut in the beginning. You know, for the potential increase. I've had months where I paid Robin $5,000, but she's made me $5,000. If I'm paying her five, she's made me another five. There's been months where it's been, you know, $8,000. So Robin's done great for us and she's still a super affiliate, but I got her with solo blast ads and things like that, or any kind of advertising where you can track it as an affiliate and then go back to them and give them the proof. If it doesn't work, well, hey, you move on. And it probably will, you know, if it doesn't work, you don't have anything to tell them. You can still try to convince them, but you don't have as much proof as it just being a home run. And so this is the approach we take, not only to get affiliates, but just to, you know, get more leads. You know, go to sites in your industry and see if they do solo blasting. If not, sometimes you recommending it to them can implant that seed in their head. They may not have ever considered, and they have a list of 8,000 people. You know, you can get some leads. You can get some sales out of that. They may have a list of 25,000 people. Generally, if they're in the hundreds of thousands, they're more sophisticated. So you can expect for them to already have advertising schedules set up and things like that. So buy solo blast ads from related sites. And then and here's just one last point. Most of their questions are answered because they're logged into the same system the affiliate uses, just to emphasize that. Follow up to ultimately land this person as a super affiliate of yours. And that's how I close the deal. And you can find these sites by going to Alexa.com and looking at their ratings. Remember when I went there and I showed you Yahoo was Google was number 3, MySpace was like number, 6, Facebook was number 10. Well, Alexa gives you a ranking, and it's from number 1, all those big sites up there, all the way down to 8 million, okay? 8 million means they don't visit their own site. Okay. You won't get a lot of traffic from them. You know, generally 300,000 and up, you know, gets a sizable amount of traffic. 100,000 and up gets a lot of traffic. 50,000 up gets a lot of traffic. 20,000 up, 10,000 up gets a lot of traffic. We've been as high as 11,000 when we've had really big spikes and big affiliate promotions and publicity and press releases. Right now we're at about 30,000 or so, but we've never dropped below 100,000, not even below 50,000. So go to Alexa, make a list of these sites to approach, and you never know. If you get them as an affiliate, it's free. You don't pay them up front. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You pay them when they make a sale. There is no risk for you. Solo blast, you pay generally up front or 30-day net. But if you can, you know, start it this way, but then get them as an affiliate, you can have an army of affiliates marching for you. And if you introduce to them that it's two-tier and that they can get, you know, 5-10% on people they bring into the program that also sell our stuff, now they're like, they're going to get all their buddies because people hang out with people. They probably have met other webmasters or been to industry events. Now they're going to get their friends. Robin introduced us to a lot of affiliates in the gospel market that she gets a cut out of. So it's a wonderful way. And I know I kind of mix solo ads and affiliates together, which are two different things, but that's kind of how I marry the two. Test banner advertising. Notice I say test. Some people think banner advertising is dead. But you know what? There's billions of banner impressions going on in the web every month. There's billions of banner impressions executed on the web. Okay? That means some people are making it work. Okay? So the ones that say it don't work, yeah, they haven't been able to make it work. But I know a few people. Carlos Garcia. I know a lot of marketers that are doing big media buys and actually getting banner advertising, and they're doing it on targeted sites too. Some are doing an undifferentiated strategy where you go out and you just put banners everywhere and hope that your market is looking and you attract the people out of that group. And that's cheaper, but I prefer targeted niche sites. And sometimes you can approach these people on an individual basis. You can go to the big media sites, advertising.com and double click in some of those places. But here's a case study of something that I did. And one other thing is cheap, of course. But the number one piano site in Yahoo is called Piano Nanny. And I went to them and I asked them, how much would it be to advertise on the front? They charged me $250 a month to put my banner at the top of their site, and I paid in advance. I think I paid like $1,000 for about, it's not even $250 a month, because I think I'm getting it for like 6 months. I think he gave me a deal, $1,000 for like 6 months, because my banner's still there, and I bought this at the beginning of the year. So I put my banner on the top of their page, and of course, you have to test and track it to make sure it's converting. But that's a no-brainer, $250 to be on the number one piano site in Yahoo. No cost per impression, no cost per click, just a flat rate fee. And notice when you go to Piano Nanny, can you see my banner? If you can't, fix your glasses. My banner, and not everybody will let you do this, but I make my banner blend in with their page. See, this is their page. My banner, I have a blue background that blends in perfectly, and I make it look like some kind of button on their page, because that commands the highest click-through rates. I'm getting like 5% click-through rate, and because, see, they're not as sophisticated. Now, a big-time marketer, I don't think I would let somebody do something that could be potentially mistake for a function of their site, because this could be. You would think you can click there, right? And it's a menu, but it's really a banner, see, that takes them to my sales page. $250 a month. We convert about 10 sales a month through this. Average sale for me is $50 to $60. Some people buy as much as $200. So go figure. Plus, I'm getting all those other leads that are coming in that I'll convert later through autoresponders. So can you land deals like this? And it's not just one page. I think that covers three pages. Certain pages out of this list I'm on. There's two more pages. It's not that one, obviously. I think it's this one. Yep. So that's my second page. And then I think I'm in advance. There's my third one. Okay, so I get three pages, 6 months, $1,000. It was a great deal for me. I think I'm probably going to make average, I'm probably making, $600-$700 a month from just Piano Nanny. So over, 6 months, go figure. I'm not a mathematician. What is that? I don't know. $4,000. I paid them $1,000. So I got a 400% return or 300% return. You figure out the math. I don't care about the math. I mean, I just know I put in some and I get back 3-4 times more. That's all I need to know. And you can do the same thing. There are many sites out there like this. Not all webmasters are savvy. Go to Alexa, find ones with measurable amounts of traffic, see if they have lists. If not, try to advertise on their site through banners, through certain interactive elements that you can put on their site. Make sure I would go, and I learned this from Corey Rudel, but use buttons and things like drop-down menus, things that look like it can naturally be a part of their site. If their site is white, use white background so that it looks like it could actually be a link of their site, and those command the highest click-through rates. Another strategy is to use this program called Install Creator Version 2 to repackage your free content as software or downloadable. This is a very powerful strategy. So basically, it's for Windows users, and what happens is that you can actually compile pages in one setup file. So let's say you have like 10 articles, and they're in HTML because they're HTML pages on your website, or maybe you have a particular page to your, it could just be a page off of your website, like a bunch of articles or something that's static, that's there and doesn't change. You can compile all of these pages into an executable file, an exe file that loads on your user's start menu like a regular program. You don't even need a real software program to distribute in order for your site to appear in somebody's start menu. It can just be a plethora of articles. Now, we do have real software programs, and we have a mix of these little HTML pages as well. Actually, if I can let you see it, let me show you something here. So if you look here, we go to Start, All Programs. Notice on my computer, we have the Hear and Play software. Now, this could say Hear and Play Lessons. This could say Hear and Play whatever. They click it, and notice we have Chord Power, Piano Player Plus, Uninstall. But see these other pages? These are regular website links, Hear and Play. That's basically, I took hearandplay.com. I drug its hyper, let me show you what I did here. I pretty much drug its link. See from the corner right here? I drug this to my home page. And you could do, I guess it's this one here. Okay, it creates this free classified. It's like a shortcut, basically, and I compile that with the EXE. So whenever somebody clicks, it launches the page it's supposed to launch. Let me go ahead and delete that and bring that back over there. So with that said, let's look at how you know, this could be beneficial to you. You put all your articles here. You can even subcategorize them and stuff. But here, my Gospel Keys video courses. That leads to a course page. And it loaded in my other window, but here you go. It led to that. If I click on another link, let's say Hear and Play software, Hear and Play toolbar. Encourage them to get that. It led to that link. So I'm sure you see the power in that, but there's also a side benefit. The side benefit is that because it's an official download now, it's an EXE file, you can submit it to hundreds of download sites now. So it's like, you know, the Hear and Play Piano Player software program, and all it is a bunch of lessons or whatnot. It's on their start menu. It's an EXE file, or the Hear and Play Bundle Pack, or the Hear and Play Lesson Pack, or the Golf Trainer Pro Resource Pack, or whatever you want to call it. But now you can submit it to downloads.com and all the other freeware directories out there. So just yet another way to get your site out there and to get it on all the directories that exist, all of these sites. And here's an example. I already really showed you it, but once they click, now these are softwares, and you don't have to have software, but these are regular website pages. Now, if you had real Word docs or PDFs, you could put them here. You can put anything that is a program or something double clickable, you can put it here. Okay, so now you're double clickable. How about that? You're an icon now. Who wants to be an icon, right? That's what you get when you use that install creator to actually put content in an executable format. You get iconship. So moving on, promotional items is also something else, apparel. Now we use a site called Cafe Press, and basically what they do is they make it easy for you to have a store up and running in less than 1 hour, literally. I mean, if you really spend one night at it, you can have a totally integrated site with your theme, your logo. You would have even thought that we took a real shirt. Let me actually click so you can see. You would have thought that we took a real shirt and took pictures of all of my Hear and Play products. But no, they do it. They take your logo and they have some kind of technology, and it just creates these images already, like from men's apparel. We can click there. And I wear my own shirts. You can ask my wife. I have shirts all around the house with Hear and Play stuff on it that I get from my own. I call this my hearandplaystore.com. And it's powered by Cafe Press. They can click here. They can choose their size. They can change colors, red, black. They can view larger. I mean, and it opens in another window. They can get a size chart. They can get a model. I mean, it's like a whole store for you with your thing custom put on it. They can get other printing, put it on, like I'm a Hear and Play favorite member or something. But see, promotional items for years have been used to spread the word. It's that old word of mouth, but it's actually people being able to see it. You know, you can offer this to your customers, to your community members. MySpace has its own clothing. Facebook, some of the popular sites, they have their own clothing. And now you can do it like the big boys because Cafe Press doesn't charge you. I mean, basically, a shirt may cost $9. You charge your customer $15 plus shipping, and you make a little bit of profit. I mean, some people use this to make, you know, mega bucks, but I just use it for the publicity aspect, the promotional aspect, and you don't have to order thousands of them. It's on demand. If a customer orders, they create it in their factory, it ships out in a day or two, and that customer gets your item as though it came from you. And it's a high operation brought down to earth. So go to Cafe Press. I think it's $50 a year to get this started. So that's another way, through promotional items. Pay-per-click search engines. Now, this is probably my first step, if you will, into real, really spending money. And this can pay off for you because basically, and if you know anything about pay-per-click, if I type, you know, learn piano or something in Google, and there's my pop-up from my Hear and Play toolbar, these are free listings, and I get great ratings, you know, in the free listings. There I am, third place. I've been second and first at times as well. But see these ads right here? These are pay-per-click ads. People pay to be here. And notice, I'm here, but I'm also here. This is my site as well, 63 free piano lessons. Here's a little token. I put my phone number because even if they don't click, some of them, and this guy does it too, he probably got it from me, but some of them will just call your number. So it's free advertisement. And if you get rated in YouTube, they're even putting your video screen next to it. So it automatically attracts the eye to your ad. But this is pay-per-click. This is pay-per-click. And basically you tell Google at the end of the day, and this could be a whole video segment itself, but you tell Google that basically you're willing to pay, and let me bring out Notepad, X amount per click, okay? And you tell them maximum. Now, sometimes you won't even pay your max, but it's just telling Google, this is the maximum I'll pay. So if you say you'll pay 30 cents a click, well, that means for about $100, I mean, you can get, what is that? I don't know, 300 visitors? You can get 333 visitors or something like that for $100 at 30 cents a click. Okay, let's see. What can you get if you had $500 to spend? Well, 500 divided by 30 cents. You can get 1,600 visitors. Now, you can pay as cheap as about 5, 10 cents with Google. Now, with Overture, it's a little higher because you got Yahoo has their own program. MSN has their own program. I'll just talk in generic terms. But if you're not on pay-per-click or considering, you're leaving a lot on the table too, because you can pay as little as 10 cents. You can pay as little as 20 cents. So imagine for $500, you can get 5,000 visitors to your site. Now, it used to be, I remember when I got started in 2002, whatever you paid, and Google, it was really all about Yahoo and Overture, GoTo back then. Now it's called Yahoo Search Marketing. But if I paid, you know, let's say 30 cents, and he only paid 28 cents, he only paid 27, he only paid 22, he only paid 18. Whoever bid more would just show up more, like an auction. You get in where you fit in. The more you bid, the more you show up on the top, the higher you show up. These guys probably bidding 50 cents or 60 cents. But it doesn't work that way quite the same. Now it's all about your click-through rate, times your maximum bid, and then you have stuff like quality score. So Google's really made it a lot more complicated. But at the end of the day, if 1 out of 100 people click this link, but 2 out of 100 people click this link, he's going to be rewarded more because his something in his ad causes more people to click than him or her. So if he's getting a 2% click-through rate, Google factors that into the formula. So it used to be like 30 cents a click. It's now 30 cents times this times, you know. So if he's getting a 2%, that's actually doubling his 30 cents, making it appear like 60, even though he's only paying 30. Whereas this guy, what if he's only getting 1 out of 200 people to click, but he's bidding that same 30 cents? Well, 30 cents times 0.5 conversion rate is kind of cutting him in half. So he's being penalized for not having an ad that pulls through. So you can't get on here and trick Google and try to like only get an ad that, you know, a certain amount of people will click, like saying that your course costs $900. And, you know, we used to do this to qualify people, and you still can in like certain search engines. But at the end of the day, you're trying to get as many people as you can click because it raises your click-through rate. And if your click-through rate is raised, then your price per click comes down because of that formula. It's something like maximum cost per click times click-through rate. And then they have this quality score and stuff like this, which you really have to research. I can't talk about it here. But you can get in the pay-per-click's fairly easy. You know, I'm starting up this nitty-gritty marketing and I'm doing some tests, but you know, you type in stuff like internet marketing tips, and I'm not bidding a lot for it, but you might find me on the second or third page or something like that. Well, maybe not for that one because it has internet marketing in it. But what I do is I have, you know, I go for people's names. You know, I'll go for stuff like YouTube marketing because I know I'm a Web2 guy. And, you know, here's my ad, nitty-gritty marketing/free videos. People click there, it'll be about 30 cents because that's what I'm bidding on it. I go for stuff, let's see, what else? Web 2.0 marketing. Now, this one might be pretty competitive, but there I am on the front page there, too. So my click-through rate, depending on my click-through rate and my maximum bid, and then there's some other factors and stuff, he may not be, I may not be paying more than him. It could be my click-through rate, you know. So keep that in mind. Go on Google. You can get signed up for free, actually. Or they may make you pay $50 at the worst. And sometimes they actually give you money to sign up. Let's actually see what it is. You know, so here it is. I guess you need to go to their sign-up page. It's been a long time since I've signed up. I signed up way back when it first got started. But that's the idea of pay-per-click. Sign up, get your $50 account or whatever it is, or if they're giving you $50, sometimes they have coupons, go for it, and then start building your keyword list, because basically you appear for what you tell Google you want to appear for. So if you're in golf training, you want to make long, huge lists of golf training, golf tips, golf this, golf that, and build your list. You can go to these sites to help you build massive keyword lists. SEO Moz, SEO Book has a keyword tool. You got sites like Word Tracker, which we, take for granted these days. Word Tracker, I didn't put them there. These are more of the newer tools. But you got Overture, suggestion tool. And I like Overture because you can literally put in one keyword like piano, and it will not only tell you how many people search for piano in a given month on average, but it'll give you suggestions of other words like piano by ear, piano lessons, piano coach, piano teacher, and how many times people search for those words. So now you develop this big old massive list of keywords, then you load that into your Google account or your Yahoo search marketing account, and then you tell it your maximum amount you're willing to pay for the click. You don't pay for it to just be shown. When I showed you my nitty-gritty ads, I wasn't paying just to be shown. I'm only paying when somebody clicks. Should I cost myself 30 cents? Nope. Oh, I just did it. Man, that just cost me. But I'm sending people to a little video archive page. I don't even have anything to sell them right now, but I'm collecting a lead. Then my next step is to see, well, first I want to see how many people are just doing this without me forcing it with a squeeze page. I'm just doing a hover ad and also repeating it here. And they're getting just free videos, an hour free videos. And next I'll try squeeze page. And then once I start building up my list, so when I'm ready to release my ebook or my private access club, I already have people in the marketing field to do it to. So pay-per-click is a wonderful route, and you don't have to spin your shirt. You can put a maximum budget on there. You can bid the 5 cent words. You can get very creative. You can bid long-term, long-tail words. These are the ones like play piano by ear every day. You know, you may only get, a few clicks from those, but when you add it all together, it could be a substantial amount of traffic for cheap. Imagine if you can get 10, 20-cent words. How many visitors can you get if you had a budget of $500? So 5,000 people is a sizable amount of people to get started with. So that's one way. Drive them to your community. Drive them to your lead page. Drive them to some kind of info page with an opt-in box.